You have the floor. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I would like to present you two tools that we have implemented within the PACA region RDP. These two tools were aiming at complementing the addressing the financing gap that our RDP was not fully addressing. So the idea was to tap into the leverage effect thanks to the implementation of the EFRD in the region. That was the first objective. And the second objective, which is in the long term, was to mainstream the use of such financial instrument thanks to the subsidies provision. So our idea was to test out for the 2014-2020 programming period these first tools with the idea to further mainstream them in over the next programming period. The idea was also to systematically mix grants and financial instruments and using them in the targeted way for projects which are greener and which require more effort in terms of green transition, and also to use complementary financial tools given access to stored standard and more comprehensive investment. Moving on to the next slide. This is a summary of the objectives, and let's move on to the next slide. Here you can see the result or the outcome of our ex ante assessment. So we have the two tools. So we have an interest-free loan, the objective of which was to help setting up more farmers. In our region, we see that a major part of the population are using other type of subsidies, those who are over 40s, and there's an issue in relation to generation renewal. So the first tool we used, or we implemented with this interest-free loan, it allows you to borrow between 5,000 and 30,000 euro per project. The second tool was a guarantee fund in order to meet specific needs in relation to the type of investment that requires more equity in terms for the purchase of land or investing in heavy equipment and greenhouses. So to cover the needs of the newly set up farmers. Generally speaking, these tools have broad lending term and condition based on the EAFRD provisions as far as eligible project and the other requirements for any beneficiaries. On the next slide, you will see that as of today, the results are not quite matching our expectations. But we anticipated that we're going to face a number of difficulties. First of all, lack of financial knowledge and of such tools within the targeted population. It's the population which is more familiar with using subsidies and grants. And moving on to the next slide, the other difficulty we were aware of is that the previous period EAFRD regulation limited the extent of the measure. So it was no more than 10% for land and no more than 30% for working capital. And this is one of the reasons we realized that at regional level, there was a need to complement the existing tools. Another difficulty which we had not anticipated is that the payments going via the paying authority was not, this authority was not very familiar with new instrument and was not very familiar with selecting financial intermediaries. In 2014, at the very beginning, we had in mind some financial intermediaries. They were selected in 2017, and we really were only able to program things in 2018-19. So this explains the slight delay at the starting phase, but we remain optimistic. What we didn't foresee either was the impact of last year, which heavily impacted on our communication and dissemination efforts. And then, as far as new tools like INAF is concerned, there questions remain in relation to the complementarity aspect. In conclusion, So this is the right slide. We still believe that there's a strong need to keep those instruments for the forthcoming programming period. What we feel is particularly important is to improve the articulation between the traditional tools and the financial instrument, especially for elected representative at local level, to make sure they have a better knowledge. And this is what we've achieved with our two tools. But this effort will have to be even improved for the next period. This is a clearly communication challenge. We need to better communicate around those in financial instrument. Maybe at our level, we're lagging behind in this department. And we also need to have a better relation with the banking institutions. The bank intermediaries we selected, we decided to select a single financial intermediaries. That's an advantage, clearly, to have one interlocutor. But then the disadvantage is that we are relying on one stakeholder to disseminate and communicate to his counterparts, and clearly that might be a difficulty. We need to have more people on the ground communicating about those financial tools and who ensure enhanced promotion of the tools within the farming community. And then the other challenge that needs to be raised is the complexity of the rules and regulation. Now, of course, they have been eased somewhat so we can finance more working capital, and we feel this is important. And then there's the implementation challenge. The implementation will have to be more simplified because clearly at the beginning it was more difficult. It meant that we had to take more time to plan things more carefully. So this was briefly our experience in the PACA regions. Thank you very much, Mr. Chassin.